This is a question for the men. If you're not a man, keep scrolling. Okay, so men, why are we hating women? Why are we hating women? I feel like women are hating men and men are now hating women. They don't want to get married. They don't want to live with them. They, you know, they just want to be single forever. Like, what's going on here? Are all you men into men now? Like, what's going on? I'm so confused. I feel like we're creating a divide here, folks. Can we come back together? I love men. And I want men to start loving women again. Like, I don't know. What do we need to do? Let me know and I can try to get the congregation together and we could try to move forward so we can all start loving each other again. I don't know. What am I missing? Can you please fill me in? I'm very, 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 very confused. Okay, thanks.
We aren't hating women at all. We love women. But you women have told us, stay away. We don't want you. We want the bear. It's all men till it's no men. Women want 6'6", six-pack, six-figure income. We want our peace. We are no longer accepted for what we are.
I am absolutely convinced that men don't actually want relationships. Like, men want their lives as is. They want to go about their day exactly as it is, do whatever they would normally do, and just want somebody there when it's convenient for them or, you know, for the things they want to do. Like, convince me I'm wrong.
Here's a strong, independent woman for you all. Men spent most of our lives trying to convince you, only to be told nothing we do is ever enough. Never again.
I don't think men like women anymore. I don't think that men desire us women anymore, us real women. I don't think that they value us like they used to. Men aren't really putting out effort. They're not putting out any type of effort like they used to. Taking a girl on a date becomes an issue. You know, spending money on a woman is an issue. You should have your own money as a woman. Going out to do something fun is an issue. Why don't you just come over to the house and we could do something in the house? I don't know. Maybe I could. It's because I'm from New York, but I see women all over the globe complain about what's happening with men nowadays. Is it women that's not making themselves desirable anymore? Because there are beautiful women out here, beautiful women, ambitious women, caring women, nurturing women who are outside looking for love, and men that just can't keep up with that. Like, they're not communicating with them. They're not willing to hang out and do fun things. What happens to the fun in life? What happened to life being exciting and fun and, you know, going out and discovering the world? What are y'all doing? What are y'all men doing other than that?
Men are done. They've checked out of effort, romance, and adventure, leaving women to carry the weight of dating and excitement themselves. Taking a woman on a date, spending money, planning fun. All too much for modern men. Women are out there thriving, ambitious, and still creating experiences, while men sit back, invisible and disengaged. The era of men showing up? Dead. All thanks to modern women.
What happened?
happened to men pursuing girls? When was the pivotal moment that a man chose to not go after a girl anymore or put in any effort? It seems like guys can just put the bare minimum and not even really put in effort anymore. They don't really care to. Or they're like, why don't girls just go and make the first move and make the effort? When did it become a thing? Now it's like role reversal where they expect girls to be making the first moves, yearning for a guy and chasing him. That is, I feel like, the downfall of why it's so hard to meet someone, because men don't put an effort in.
There's plenty of pivotal moments. How about when a woman called a man weak for opening her car door? Or the time that men pursued women on dating apps and him saying, hey, how are you, wasn't good enough? How about the pivotal moment when a man is looking out into the open and happens to glance in a woman's direction and somehow he's undressing her with his eyes? Or how about the moment when women considered everything the bare minimum and nothing is ever good enough? Or what about the pivotal moment where men have to fix everything in a relationship to make it work and women have to simply exist? Or how about the time there was a study done that said 80% of women find men unattractive, so why would they try anymore? Or the pivotal moment where men can be accused of SA or grape at any given moment by accident, just because a woman is pissed off because she was rejected? Or what about the pivotal moment that women have constantly told men that they're so undesirable that they would rather pick a bear over a human being, as if men don't have feelings? Or how about the pivotal moment that every single man that ever chased a woman was considered a simp and women simply didn't respect them or want to be with them because they're chasing and they're trying too hard? What about the pivotal moment when the nice guy gets left because he's not toxic enough? Or what about the pivotal moment where men can't even simply be respectful without it being considered creepy or too friendly? Or what about the time that women decided that not even Cheesecake Factory was good enough for a first date? That they didn't want to get to know men for who they are. They wanted to know how much money they made and their status. And I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound worth chasing. Okay, bye.
Ask the bear? It's just not worth the risk. Chase a woman, show respect, or simply exist, and somehow it's never enough. You get called a simp, creepy, or weak. Women constantly raise the bar, demand status, and devalue effort. And men are done playing a game that punishes them for even trying. The era of men pursuing women with genuine effort? Over.
I am convinced that these men just don't like women. They just don't like us. Not saying that they like men, but they just don't like us. Every time we point out, like, where a man is lacking, right? So it's like, oh, we want men to be more romantic and give us flowers. Their comeback will be like, why am I getting a girl flowers? They're going to die anyway. Okay, you don't like us. I saw a meme yesterday, and it was a man, like, when you're having a bad day, and she sends you a selfie, and your day gets worse. Huh? Y'all really hate us. We say like, oh, I love a man that opens the door for me. Why would I open a woman's door? She got two hands. She could open her own door. You hate us. Oh, we love like the girlfriend proposals. And we love the decorated hotel room. Why would I be decorating? Yo, just say you don't like us. Just say you don't like us. That's it. And we'll just move on. We'll just move on. Y'all can stop pretending that y'all actually like us. We get it. Y'all don't like us. It's cool. We're going to find somebody that does like us. And then we find the people that like us, y'all be mad. It's no winning.
This is a savage reality check. So many men have just mentally checked out of caring about women. Not because they like men, but because they're checked out entirely. Romance, effort, gestures. All dismissed, mocked, or treated as unnecessary. Women can show up, be amazing, and it still won't matter because the effort isn't reciprocated. The truth? Some men simply don't value women anymore because they were never valued the same way. And that's why the dating game feels hopeless.
Why American men don't want to date American women anymore? A little disclaimer, I do live in the US for the past 7 years. One, some American men feel that American women are very entitled. They feel that many American women expect a partner who fit a specific ideal. He has to be smart, attractive, successful, fit. They believe that many American women have unrealistic expectations. They expect their partners to do everything, and they expect their partners to put their needs above their own. Two, because of the rise of radical feminism, there is a loss of femininity among American women, and they even started to adopt some masculine traits. Three, opportunistic behavior. A big percentage of divorces are initiated by women, and usually it's because they prioritize their career and personal growth over their family life. And a lot of men also express some frustration because they feel that there is a lack of commitment and loyalty among American women. And that is why a lot of American men are now dating non-American women, because they believe that non-American women tend to prioritize mutual respect, our shared values, and commitment.
The juice is not worth the squeeze. It's not just American men. A man from the UK would also run the other way ASAP if it's an American woman.
Why men don't stay friends with you after you've rejected them? Some women get offended when she's done friendzoning a guy and he wants nothing to do with her. She feels used. But here's the thing. It can be painful to be around someone you like that, knowing that they're probably pursuing somebody else. It can hurt his confidence. And he has a right to choose the relationships that he wants to be in, especially when he's not getting what he wants out of them.
Remember, brothers, if you're not the first choice, you're not a choice.
Is it actually true, right, that a girl can have three different guys hitting her up, showing so much interest that all want her? But then there's that fourth guy who wants absolutely nothing to do with her, but that's the guy that she wants. If so, which I think that's the case very often, please tell me why. I don't understand.
This perfectly illustrates why so many men have checked out. Women chasing the unavailable man teaches that effort, respect, and genuine interest don't matter. When being nice, consistent, and attentive gets ignored while aloofness gets rewarded, men quickly realize the game is rigged. That disconnect between desire and reward is why so many have stopped trying altogether.
Look at this article I found today. The dangerous rise of men who won't date woke women. Pathetic. I know you probably can't tell, but I'm quite woke and very alert to social injustice. Woke discrimination in dating should not be tolerated. Also, who wouldn't want this? I mean, look at these bangs. They're perfect. Come to think of it, I've been single for the past 10 years, ever since I started free bleeding in women's marches. But what kind of man doesn't love that level of confidence? I don't even have that many dating requirements. I mean, he has to be a vegan, obviously, and he must have his pronouns in his bio. He must provide proof of vaccination and all his boosters, and he must wear an N95 mask or equivalent during sex, but forget about condoms, because that's what abortion healthcare is for. He needs to be okay with the fact that I don't shave any body hair, but he has to be perfectly manscaped with the body of Chris Hemsworth. He also must be okay with the fact that I wear natural deodorant. It doesn't really work, but at least I don't have aluminum seeping into my skin. And last but not least, he must not like video games or sports. So I don't really know what the problem is. I'm a total catch. Did you ever think that maybe it's your attitude, or maybe it's your irrational list of standards? What do you mean, attitude? Also, I don't have to lower my standards for any man or anyone.
This is a perfect representation, and we can spot them a mile away. Thanks for watching Manhood. If you want access to exclusive episodes and want to support the channel, hit that join button and become a member. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this video if it hit home. Drop your stories and thoughts in the comments. We read everyone. See you tomorrow.